This is about Facebook marketing for real estate investing and wholesaling. This book right here is how I do it. It's called Real Estate Money Secrets. I give it away for free. You can actually download this for free at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And you can also download this one at smartrealestatewholesaling.com as well too, right? This is my original book. You need to read both of them 10 to 15 times. All right, welcome. This message, this masterclass, this training is for you if you're involved in real estate investing. If you're involved in real estate wholesaling, involved in any type of real estate investing where you have to look for deals, this training is for you. We're gonna keep it in a very easy way for you to consume. So let's get straight to the point. Specifically, if you've said F driving for dollars, this message is for you. If you know in your heart of hearts that you're not going to be able to maintain consistency, you're not going to be able to scale the business at driving for dollars by yourself, manually by yourself, then definitely you want to stick around, because this is about Facebook marketing for real estate investing and wholesaling. This is a masterclass, so stay tuned. If you're watching this in bits, make sure you watch every part of the 7-part series. If you're watching as a masterclass, make sure you stay all the way through to the end. This is strictly a training process that will tell you step by step what you need to have in place in order to leverage Facebook marketing for your business to find deals. Facebook is still the holy grail of all social media networks, so you need to be on there. People are spending a lot of time on Facebook, hours upon hours of video being watched, of scrolling through news feeds, and just tons. I mean, it's basically the second biggest website since the history of mankind, still till today, right? So there's a lot of attention on Facebook, and if you know anything about marketing, you need to be exactly where there's attention. All right, so if you've said F driving for dollars because you know there's a better way, then this training is for you. If you think you have a chance at driving for dollars, no, simply just shut off the video and go do what you gotta do. But if you know in your heart of hearts that this is 2010, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 2020 into the future, and you know that the people that will win in this game are people that understand leverage, then I want you to stick around, because I got something really cool I want to share with you. 7 steps to campaign execution. You're going to be able to use Facebook with the 7 steps, okay? Those are the 7 steps right there that we're going to break down together. Market research, data and audience creation, landing page and funnel, ads and creative, set up your campaign, track your campaign, optimize your campaign. I want to break down this step by step into easy to understand steps for you, so that you too can go out there and execute and start attracting all the deals, all the leads, well, all the leads you want, and then turning them into deals. You're going to be able to do that all on Facebook. You can do that around the nation, nationwide. So basically, you see a lot of people say virtual wholesaling. Oh no, I do local wholesaling. Let me just tell you right now, there is no such thing as local wholesaling any longer, okay? It's a global village. We live in a global village. The internet is right here at your fingertips. You can do all sort of things. You can do a lot. You can get a lot done, a lot more done. You can make a lot more money just understanding this and learning this skill set, acquiring this skill set, and using that in your favor. You can do that more and produce more than you would do in your local backyard or at that meetup where there are only maybe 6-7 people. There's nothing wrong with meetups, because I run one myself just for networking purposes, and so you can have that face-to-face feel. But like I just said, it's a feel. At some point, you got to get to business. You got to learn how to generate leads, fill your pipeline with leads, turning them into deals. That's where you make money, okay? And that's what we're going to be covering in details in this 7-part series. All right. So let's get into it. The first one is market research. Okay. The first step is market research. And basically, I break down market research into this sub steps. Okay. The first thing you need to know is, who are you targeting? Okay. It's the first two things you need to know. And in real estate wholesaling is essentially the heart and science of finding deeply discounted properties, right? Finding deeply discounted properties using mass marketing, okay? Not just finding them, because you could find them by talking to your friends, your family friends, hoping that one day they will refer business to you, right? You could do that, right? And you could get lucky. Well, you're gonna need luck. If that's all you depend on, you're gonna need lots of luck. But if you understand this skill set that I'm gonna share with you right here, you don't need luck. Luck, I guess you can use it, but it's just additional add-on on top of the blessings that you're gonna attract anyway, because you understand there's diligence needed, the skill set that will be needed in this, and then you're gonna actually work. Put this to work, but not just work, but leveraged work, meaning work that goes further, faster, with just less, little bit of work, by simply putting your mind to work, putting your skill set, your mind, learning new knowledge, right, and being able to apply that knowledge. So the first two types of people you're gonna need, you need two types of audience. Okay, we're talking about market research right now. You need to do your market research. You need to learn the kind of people that will find value in what you have to offer. So as wholesalers, what do we offer? We offer convenience, speed and convenience for people who need to get rid of a property, right? So that's the number one type of person that we need to be talking to. That's our market, motivated sellers. Somebody who needs to get rid of a property, right? So that's number one. The number two are cash buyers. So once you find these deals, the second part of that definition is finding the heart and science of finding deeply discounted properties using mass marketing, and then locking them under contract. That's something that you and I get to do as the investor, right? As the front-end investor, we lock it under contract for a certain price that's usually less than 60% of the actual value of the property, right? Of course, you have to factor in if it needs repair and things like that, but you should understand that fundamentals already. But after that, you turn that contract, you sell it. That contract is a valuable piece of paper. Now you sell it to an end buyer. We call it cash buyers. A lot of time we call them cash buyer, a person who is willing to buy a property that needs work, put some work into it, and flip it for a profit. That's the cash buyer. So at the end of the day, that cash buyer is also part of your market. You need cash buyer. You need two types of people. Number one, you need motivated seller, somebody looking to sell a house at a discount. You need a cash buyer who is looking to buy a property that needs some work. You need those two people. If you can facilitate a transaction between those two people, they pay you a fee. Some people call it finder's fee, some people call it wholesaler's fee, some people call it assignment fees. Basically, you put a property that's worth $100,000 under contract for $55,000 because it needs $10,000 worth of work. The end buyer pays $65,000. That person pays you $10,000. They pay the actual owner of the property $55,000. They put some $10,000 worth of work into the property. They are now up to $75,000 in cost. They sell that property for $100,000. There was a $5,000 closing cost in that equation, so they made $20,000. That's the business right there, right? So you need a motivated seller, you need cash buyer. You can, all those people are on Facebook and they're hanging out on Facebook, right? And I'm going to be talking further and further as we move through this class into how to find them on Facebook, or how to identify them on Facebook. There are two things you're going to do: find them or identify them. But again, that's part of your market research. That's what we're going through together right now. And it's as simple as that. You need motivated sellers, you need cash buyer. We're going to dig a little deeper into into details of what these people look like. Okay, the other thing is where you need to know where you want to do business. Like I said, in this time and age, you need to be looking nationwide. Okay, why? Because when you're dealing with Facebook marketing, you're kind of limited on data. Again, it's a global village, but you're limited on data at the same time. Okay, so they're not gonna find everybody. But if you expand your horizon, you can do deals anywhere. You can do deals anywhere around the nation. Anywhere you've heard a person on a podcast and they said, I'm closing deals in this area, I'm closing deals in this area. Those places are all your territory and you can do deals anywhere. So in that case as well, you don't have to worry about, wholesaling is illegal in this state or you can't do that in this state. You are simply a lead generator. You generate these leads and you get them to the people that can get them done. If you can do that in mass, you will learn marketing, you learn how to generate leads, you can make a lot of money in this business without worrying about fiduciary interest, without worrying about legalities, if something is illegal. All you do is generate leads, you pass the leads out to people that will do the business, they do the business, they close the deal, they send you your check. You don't have to worry about any of the craziness or the dirty stuff, working on the streets, going to appointments and stuff like that. If you learn how to generate leads, you don't have to worry about all that. There are people who already know how to do that. Partner with them, get them to do all that. Just by these skills right here, you don't need to learn it anyway. Okay, so if you're not doing deals, you need to learn these skills anyway. So if you learn this stuff, you can bring services to other people who probably know how to do some deals, but they can also scale up by partnering with you just because you learn these skills. Okay, so where, what location, what's the hot cities? You need to identify the hot cities in the nation where there's a lot of transaction. We're going to talk about that a little bit in a second as well too. The number fourth thing, fact that you need to learn is monthly budget. What is your monthly budget? Are you willing to spend $300 on this per month? Okay, by the way, if you're not going to spend $300 per month on this, don't worry about it. Okay, but I'm going to tell you right now, if you're driving for dollars, you're going to spend more than $300 a month. That's a fact of life if you've done the math correctly, okay? But anyway, you need to be willing to spend some money on marketing, okay? But with that being said, what level of marketing are you spending? $10,000 per month or you're spending $300 per month, right? That would determine where, how deep you want to go with the people you want to target. Okay, so what I mean by that, you need to be laser targeted if you're spending lower amount of money on marketing every month. Okay, if you have big amount of marketing budget, then you can go broader. Okay, so for example, let me give you a quick example. You could go and say, hey, I want to target the whole of New Jersey, right? You can do that, but you're going to be doing a lot of hits and misses, because a lot of hits and miss, right? Because there's going to be a lot of people that are not interested in what you have to offer, but you're spending all this money. So, but if you know that you're short on money, meaning you don't have a lot of money to spend, or you're limited on money as resources to spend on marketing, then you have the luxury of spending time on doing proper market research and nailing and digging down into a laser target niche. Okay. So for example, a laser target niche is people facing pre-foreclosure. That's a niched list. It's a fact that these people are facing foreclosure. Sometimes, at one point, there's a higher chance they're gonna be willing to sell at the price you're looking to buy for. Because remember, we buy at a deep discount, right? As compared to targeting the whole of New Jersey, the whole of New Jersey is everybody, it's a broad market. So there's going to be a stage you get to in your business where you're going to be willing and able to spend money. You can pull a billboard in the whole neighborhood. Everybody can see we buy ugly houses, right? But if you're starting off and you're brand new in this business, you don't want to be doing that. That's a waste of resources because, number one, you don't have that luxury. The people that spend that kind of money, they probably have that luxury. They have money to spend, right? And they have less time. They have more money, they have less time. They can put out a billboard. They can put out a sign all over the transit buses and the township, right? They can do stuff like that. But if you're brand new and you're getting started, you don't want to do that, okay? And it takes me to number five, experience, okay? You want to scale. Even if you have money and you feel like you have a lot of money, you want to start small. Yes, always dream big, but you want to start small so you can scale gradually. Because when you scale, it's not just you scaling, you're learning and you're gaining intelligence as you are scaling. Okay? But if you just go say, hey, oh, I got 20 grand to spend every month, and you just go spend that $20,000, you're gonna be disappointed, okay? Because you didn't scale, okay? You didn't use intelligence in that process. One of the importance of scaling in a business is you actually gain intelligence that you reinvest back into scaling your business. That makes your whole process and system a lot more intelligent than just, hey, I'm just gonna throw money at this because somebody said, hey, you can make 20 grand anyway. Or, hey, Ola, if I have 40 grand, how much can I make? Then I'm gonna tell you, can you please go away somewhere? I'm sure there's another guru out there that will take your money, right? So experience, which is number 5 here, is a big part of that. If you don't have any experience, start small and then scale. I would definitely say start under $1,000 in any given month, and then as you gain results, you feel more confident, you gain a lot more knowledge, some experience, of course, intelligence, your system gains intelligence. It's not about you being intelligent. We're all intelligent people. I'm talking about your system gaining intelligence, and then you're able to scale a system that's a lot more optimized. Okay. Number 6, build retargetable interest. Okay, as people visit your website, you're collecting interest. You're collecting because now you can basically collect that data and you can retarget that data with a laser target marketing message that speaks directly to them. Hey, you came by my website the other day. Talk to us. Let's talk to you so we can figure out if we can help you. Whatever, something along that line, right? But you're able to do that when you follow through this process in that same way, okay? And by the way, your market is both on Facebook and Instagram when you learn the skill set that we're covering right now, okay? So that's the first part about it. That's basically, that's market research. That's the first part on the 7 steps, okay? So right now, let's go ahead on to step 2. So that's it with this training right here. If you want more of this and you want to take advantage of this, simply go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com. smartrealestatewholesaling.com. If you're an investor, you need this. You can find your own deals. You don't have to depend on wholesalers, okay? If you're a wholesaler, even better. You're going to be using the skills to build cash buyers list, because majority of investors are not going to listen to what I just said. They would rather just not worry about marketing. If you can find them deals, they are happy. They're happy to just get those deals from you and pay you $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 just for finding those deals for them. Okay, so just come on inside. When you go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com, you're gonna get 2 books absolutely for free. Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, of course, which you need to read over and over again, and then Real Estate Money Secrets, my newest book. You're gonna get that as well for free, and I'll take you inside so you can look over my shoulder. You have the opportunity to be able to look over my shoulder and learn how to set up everything I covered. All right, we're not going to talk as much. You just click, click, click. You'll be able to set up everything I've just covered in the past few minutes. Okay, I'll see you on the next one. Have a good one. Peace.